everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is April the 9th, 2021. Well, you know, I'm so glad that you join me every day on these morning devotions. These morning devotions are really an outpouring of what I'm learning every day, what I ponder throughout the day I share with you. These devotions are really my own personal devotions. However, it's my prayer that the Holy Spirit will use them to help you on your journey to Christ-likeness. Together, we can walk in fellowship with Christ. In addition to my daily Bible reading, I'm reading Colin Powell's My American Journey. This is Powell's account of how he came from the streets of the Bronx to become the Joint Chief of Staff of the United States. This has been an interesting read. I've learned of Powell's struggles as a black man advancing through the ranks of the Army. But in this book, Powell mentions anecdotal statements which became his rules for living. In the chapters that I read today, Powell discussed the rule which helped him after his first engagement as the Joint Chief of Staff. And that rule is, it ain't as bad as you think, it will look better in the morning. So also today, I was doing a little study on the Proverbs. We're reading them in our daily Bible reading. In the introduction to the study by Bob Deffenbaugh, he quoted Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Wow, what a Russian name. Solzhenitsyn said in a commencement speech at Harvard in 1978, America is slowly destroying itself by its neglect of godly wisdom and Christian character. Proverbs promises both to those who will diligently seek them. Solzhenitsyn understands what America needs is a return to godly wisdom. And that godly wisdom can be found in the book of Proverbs. As we think about Solzhenitsyn and Powell, we see two different men expressing the need to have rules to live by. So what are your rules to live by? You know, Powell's rules are good for worldly wisdom. However, to have godly wisdom, the Word of God must be consulted. So what are the Proverbs or Scriptures which guide your steps throughout the day? Christian, do you understand the necessity of having godly wisdom and Christian character? The world needs your witness of the work of God. It needs to see an example of what God can do with a life which walks according to the Word of God. Deffenbaugh mentions that Proverbs promise godly wisdom and Christian character to those who will follow the instructions found in the book of Proverbs. Let's read Proverbs 1:1-6. To know wisdom and instruct, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Chapter number 2 and verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. And so, it is important to know the Word of God and hide those commandments in our heart. During my daily Bible reading of the book of Proverbs, I've been reminded of many places where our society would be much better if people would follow the wisdom described in Proverbs. I've been convicted over places where I need to walk according to the Word of God. If I'm going to be a light shining in a dark place, if I'm going to be an example worthy of being followed as a pastor is supposed to be, I need to take heed to the wisdom of the Proverbs. As I mentioned the other day, I need to learn how to speak in such a way to administer grace to the hearers of my words. So today I want you to consider the rules by which you live your life. If they are not according to the Word of God, maybe you should consider following the Word. Also, maybe you too should read through the Proverbs to find the wisdom written therein. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for the wisdom we know is which is found in your word. Lord, I pray that your people would be convicted of the need to follow your word. Lord, help us to learn to incline our ear unto wisdom and apply our hearts to understanding. Fill us with your wise words today, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Follow the book of Proverbs. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you again on Monday. Bye.